is John Dodds on Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY 88.1, Many Choices, Real Voices. April 5th marks the start of the 29th annual Boscoff's Berks Jazz Fest. Billed as spring break for jazz lovers, the festival, which runs from April the 5th to the 14th and features jazz in its broadest sense, from contemporary and traditional jazz to gospel and blues. With me to guide you through the venues and performers, as always, is our good friend, festival organizer, John Ernesto. Welcome, John.
Hey, John. Great to be here again.
Thank you for joining us.
Always look forward to getting together to talk with you about the Jazz Fest.
So this year's lineup includes many audience favorites from years past, but there's a soulful feel to the schedule, John.
Yeah, the first weekend we had the opportunity to present Jeffrey Osborne, Will Downing, Avery Sunshine, and Howard Hewitt in a special program, a special concert. And then that evening we have Eric Roberson with a bunch of jazz, Nick Colion, Eric Darius, Alex Bunyon, doing a solo jazz show. So the first weekend there's definitely a soulful feel to the soulful side of jazz.
Last year marked a special jam session to remember Chuck Loeb, who we lost, and this year there's a full lineup memorial to celebrate his life. Tell me a little bit about the gathering and indeed the whole initiative.
As many of us know, when you remember Chuck Loeb, he was a great part, a big part of the Jazz Festival, a great friend and a big part of the Berks Jazz Fest for many, many years. We lost him, it'd be 2 years in this summer. So last year we paid tribute to him with an amazing show, Chuck Loeb Memorial Concert.
Spectacular.
And it was an amazing night. Capped off with Chris Walker singing the Alleluia, and it wasn't a dry eye in the house. We had video of all the musicians who were participating, photos of them when they were younger and working together. Chuck's always going to be with us in spirit. So this year we do this jam session every year called the Berks All-Star Jam. And so this year we rebranded it the Chuck Loeb Memorial All-Star Jam. So for forevermore, as long as there's a festival and we're doing that event, it would be known as the Chuck Loeb Memorial All-Star Jam. It's going to be a little different. It's an organized jam, so there's going to be groups of other musicians who are participating are going to be playing Chuck Loeb tunes. So it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a fun night and a great night to remember Chuck.
The festival is going from strength to strength, John. There's 45 major ticketed events and nearly 100 non-ticketed events. What's the secret of the festival success over the last 29 years?
Obviously, fans continue to come. I mean, that's the obvious answer. But the success is that the community works with the Berks Arts Council, works with the Jazz Fest Committee, and they support it. Everybody works together. It has an economic impact on the community of, you know, $7 to $10 million. So everybody has a good attitude towards the festival. You know, a lot of communities, sometimes that's not the case. But we're very fortunate. We work hard at it. We communicate with our fans all year long. We try to keep them apprised of what we're doing. And I think I mentioned this before. We have a real simple mission statement. It's take care of the artists, take care of the fans, and everything else will take care of itself. And that's how we build the festival, making sure that we do everything so the artists always want to come back. And we've been very fortunate with that.
And, of course, having a supportive local sponsor like Boscoff's.
Boscoff's has been our title sponsor for 10 years now. We have many great sponsors in the community. You know, Penske Entertainment Cruise Productions, which is out of St. Louis, but they've been a great sponsor for us. Quaker Made Meats. So we have people who want to support this. So it's good for the community. It makes Redding and Berks County a better place to live and work.
Now, WDIY is the proud presenting sponsor for four acts this year. On Saturday, April 6th at 2 p.m. at Club ECP at the Doubletree, Walter Trout and the Bruce Katz Band are on. And at 7:30 at the Miller Center for the Arts, Keiko Matsui and the Reading Pops Orchestra.
Reading Pops, yeah.
Yeah, now that's a celebration as well, isn't it?
The Reading Pops are celebrating their 50th season. When we decided to, you know, have them be part of the festival, as we do every year, Keiko was available, and Keiko loves playing with orchestras. She just was in town 2 weeks ago doing a little media tour for us with Gerald Beasley and Will Rapp, who's the conductor of the Reading Pops. And they already have a lot of things already worked out, planned. They're going to be playing music from her new record called Echoes. And she just loves playing with orchestras.
So on Saturday, April the 13th, 2 o'clock at the Inn at Reading, Big Sam's Funky Nation plus Slam Allen's tribute to James Cotton's on. And at 7 p.m. at the Miller Center for the Arts, an artist that we've been featuring a great deal recently is Jose James plus Liz Wright. That's celebrating Bill Withers with a concert entitled Lean on Me. Let's hear Jose off his recent album. This is John Dodds with John Ernesto, festival organizer of the 29th Berks Jazz Festival on WDIY 88.1.
You have
John Dodds, welcome you back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm with John Ernesto, festival organizer of the 29th Boscoff's Berks Jazz Festival, which runs from April the 5th to April the 14th. John, for those who are not festival regulars, you can catch two or sometimes three concerts from early afternoon to late evening. The venues are pretty close and there's plenty of parking.
A large majority of our fans, they stay the weekend, they get a hotel, and you know, we try to make sure that we give them the opportunity to see as many concerts as they can squeeze in, particularly in the weekend. At one venue, you may have a straight-ahead show, and another venue may have a contemporary jazz, and there's the blues in another venue. So we give people choices. You know, sometimes people say, hey, we can't do everything. Well, we try to give people choices so they can experience maybe something they never heard or had a chance to listen to, a style of music or an artist. For instance, like Jose James. Jose James' show doing the music of Bill Withers' Lean On Me is amazing. I mean, he is spot on. He does it very tastefully, and his record is really, really
is
exceptional.
Terrific.
And I had an opportunity to see the show several times, and fans won't be disappointed. And you throw Liz Wright into it, who I think is one of the best female singers out there. I mean, best singers out there. She's such a soulful, gospel, a little roots music, a little jazz. I mean, she does it all. And so you pair them two together, you got a special night. It's a concert that I definitely want to get some time to go see on that Saturday on April the 13th.
You've just heard a track from Jose, and you'll be hearing a little bit more. For those that are new to the area, Reading is a straight run on 222, and late in the evening, it's a very clear run. So well worth checking out if you love jazz and you're new to the area or you haven't been to Reading before. Any concerts that we really shouldn't miss, John? I won't be missing Geoffrey Osborne, who I first saw in London 33 years ago, and Bob James Trio, and Women of Ireland was actually one of the featured tracks at our wedding. So,
is that right? I'm a big Bob James fan myself. So. In fact, I was just listening to his double CD on the way up here to do the interview.
And he has a trio.
Yeah, it's a great trio. And I'm pretty certain Billy Kilstein's going to be the drummer for this one. And if you have never seen Billy Kilstein perform live, it's a treat. He's a very animated drummer. So I understand on this tour he has limited availability, but he's 99% certain he's going to be here on the 14th with us. Chris Walker is doing this We're In This Love Together, a tribute to Al Jarreau. Chris Walker was Al Jarreau's friend, and he was his music director for the last 10 years. He played in his band, and he did a lot of the singing for Al in his shows when he was kind of winding down towards the end of his career. So Chris is doing a special program that's going to have Regina Bell, Rick Braun, and Eric Marienthal, and it's going to be an amazing show because Chris is a great singer. A lot of people didn't know too much about him, but he tore the roof off the place when he did the Alleluia last year at Chuck Loeb. And they're releasing a record with him doing all the Al Jarreau songs. Oh, and so this, I hope people have put that on their to-do list because it's going to be a good show.
We've also sharing the love at Miller Symphony Hall with Greg Thatcher, who's opening up as a pre-event.
We've been working with the Jazz Symphony Hall and the Jazz Upstairs series 5 years now. And they present their March show, and we build it into our schedule, and we cross-promote it for them. So it's a win-win. It gives us a chance to market the festival outside of the Berks County area. We do one in Philly. We do one in Harrisburg. Craig's such a great player, and I'm looking forward to his jazz project.
Well, that's on March the 22nd, mm-hmm. upstairs at the Symphony Hall. It's a beautiful acoustic room, so it's going to be great.
I love it. It's great, yeah.
So you can get tickets at millersymphony.org for Craig Thatcher Jazz Project on March the 22nd. John, how do we get tickets and information for any of the shows at the Berks Jazz
Just
Festival?
Just go to berksjazzfest.com and B-E-R-K-S, jazzfest.com, and go to the ticket page, and it'll take you direct links to Ticketmaster. They have what we call a giant shopping cart where you can scan all the shows and do one order to, you know, and get as many tickets as you want. That's the best way to do it. Information is constantly being updated on our website, berksjazzfest.com. We put stories up, you know, features, photos.
Now, if there's one artist or one concert we shouldn't miss, what is that show that people should do just to get introduced to jazz?
Well, if your tastes are a little more on the traditional side, I would suggest you go see Randy Brecker with Eric Marienthal and Terrell Stafford. I mean, it's on Saturday, April 13th. They're doing two shows at Club ECP. It's an intimate space, 160 seats, and they're doing a show at 1:30 and 7:30. If you're in the contemporary side of things, we have a special show we're doing, Remembering Grover Washington Jr. at 75, and that features Gerald Albright, Everett Harp, Andy Snitzer, and Kirk Whalen, plus Grover's original band and the Berks All-Star Horns and the Berks Jazz Horns.
A lot of this jazz is about memories, and it's about,
absolutely,
really, it's a part of you. And
yeah,
that's what's so beautiful about jazz, that it stays with you.
And that's the one thing I enjoy at doing this festival for so many years. I created so many friendships with people in the last 29 years who were involved in the music, people at DIY. I mean, I look back on it, and it's very special, and I appreciate it.
Some of the venues are terrific venues. They're small, they're intimate, they're large, but they're great acoustics, mm-hmm, and there's a great feel to them.
We make production and audio a priority. We make sure we have the right people mixing the shows and producing the shows so that the fans have a positive experience. It's all about the experience to me. If people have a good time going to one show, they go to another, and they have a great time hanging out in a hotel, talking to artists and doing whatever we're doing.
Because they're accessible.
Absolutely.
You can bump into some of the stars, and they'll sit and chat,
absolutely,
and have a photograph.
Yeah. The DoubleTree and the Inn at Reading, there's artists floating around all the time, and that makes it fun, you know. And the artists that we work with are great people, and they love the fans, and they don't get bothered by that. They have no problem just hanging out, taking pictures, signing autographs, and just saying hello to their fans.
Well, I'm going to remind you of that, because I'm going to try and get a photograph of Jeffrey Osborne with my wife, so we'll see
how that
works.
That's not a problem. Just see me that Friday night, April the 5th, and we'll make that happen.
Oh, wonderful. Well, John Onesto, organizer of the Boscoff's Berks Jazz Festival, thank you for joining me this evening. Look forward to welcoming you back next year for the 30th anniversary.
Well, I look forward to that. We're actually working on that as we speak. Yeah, we have a lot of conversations about what we're going to do in the 30th anniversary.
That is going to be very special.
Yeah.
The 29th annual Boscoff's Berks Jazz Festival runs from April the 5th to the 14th at a range of venues in the Reading area, just down the 222. This is John Dodds on Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY 88.1. Many choices, real voices.
In the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes. Something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look. I know it's gonna be a lovely day. I love it.
impossible to fade.
Whoa, someone else instead of me always seems to know the way.
Then I look at you.